You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Now we're back to five on fire. They're putting in the front. Corey Stillman scores! Ding! Fries are done! Ding! Fries are done! Frolik with a wrist shot. Pat save. Rebound the shoot. They score! Richard Sednik! I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Richard Sednik goes in. Gets it to Booth. He shoots. He scores! David Booth has got the hat trick. Whip it. Whip it real good.
Here comes Sednik now. He's got a loose puck. Puts it back in the high slot. Weiss, he shoots. He scores! I'm never going to dance again.
all very old songs, all very old movie references. Randy Moeller is going to join us at 9:30 here live on YouTube, and we will discuss with him when the Stanley Cup final will finally start.
We're waiting for it to start.
Roy, I don't know how you feel about this. The idea that...
Yes, you do, Dan.
Well, this part, it's not just losing. It's that all these hockey games are close, and oh my God, they've been outscored 12-4, which basically wasn't even the difference between the Panthers and the entire Carolina series. Hockey games this time of year are not, we lose 7-2, because Vegas is doing that to everybody.
Since the game was tied at 2-2 in game one, Vegas has scored 9-1. That's when the score.
I'm feeling a lot of wasted goals. It's like, did they need that many? I feel like now they're due to have a letdown. Everything's fine. The series hasn't started yet. Right. Call me crazy. Call me crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
I'm more confident in the Panthers winning the championship.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I mean, you guys are looking at me like if the Heat lose game three and the Panthers win game three, you guys are all going to be agreeing with me. We just got to get game three. I agree with you. They've put themselves in a spot where they got to get game three. But if they do, everything's fine. Don't panic.
It's the fourth series in a row that you said that.
That I said what?
That you're more confident in the Panthers.
Have they won?
It's just I just feel more confident in this Panthers team. I think that they're closer to Las Vegas than the Heat ultimately are, if we're looking at the rosters, than the Heat are to the Nuggets. I'm not going to panic. The series hasn't started yet. I understand. Bob seems to have lost the hot glove.
Terrible.
And I don't know what we do here. I don't have the answers.
Well, Billy and Stugatz told you what to do here. They were prescient yesterday.
Yep.
We mocked them.
Yep.
This is what happens every time with pioneers, with people who dare to discover. We mocked them.
Yeah.
And they said, bench Bob before the game. I mean, nobody would have done worse than 7 goals.
This is not the time to ride the guys who got you here. It is time to play the guys who are going to get you through the finish line. All right? Get you over the finish line. Win you the Stanley Cup. Okay? Yeah. You don't have time. Before you think of it, it's going to be too late. You'll be down 3-0, 3-0, third period, series
Stugatz
over.
Stugatz with the rare second guess that was the first guess that was asinine.
Yeah.
But what has happened in this series is, oh, the playoffs stink when you don't have the hot goalie.
Did Kachuk have 30 minutes in penalties last night?
Yes.
Or was it 20? That guy's playing like a crazy person right now. We need to settle him down a little bit.
He has 3 10-minute misconducts in the series so far.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus.
Look, this guy has been, he has been slingshotted into hockey superstardom where it's not just a Canadian thing. This guy is having a star turn during the playoffs, and now he's just enraged because he liked a lot better when it's like, I'll score the last goal with 3 seconds less. Join me. I'll run into the tunnel after ending your season, and I'll celebrate away from you because we win all our road games too. Holy shit, it's hard to win in Vegas because it's loud and they got jousts, and their goalie doesn't allow any goals, and ours just allowed 7.
They have jousts.
You can't put me in the penalty box. I'm in People magazine.
But those two misconducts, don't understand how those happened. Like, it didn't make any sense. They didn't put a misconduct on the hit. That hit was perfectly clean.
Yeah.
And the last misconduct, he just knocked the stick out of somebody's hand.
Yeah, but dude,
ref was like, out of here.
When every time there's a whistle, you're jabbing someone in the neck with your glove, it's like a buildup where they're just like, all right, dude, we told you 15 times it's not. He's like a kid where every time the way he's just always jabbing at people, he does the thing where he like grabs their shoulder pad, but he's like punching them in the neck at the same time.
Chris, they started throwing out misconducts in the second period.
I'm just saying.
Well, things are getting chippy,
dude,
Roy.
He was clearly
11 misconducts in that game. 11.
He was clearly frustrated. He deserved, like, he needed to, there needed to be a message sent in. He was just being like crazy. Too much.
Yeah, too much. The broadcasters are even saying it, Roy. The refs need to get this under control or it's going to be 5-on-5 at one point in time because no one's going to be left in this game.
Roy, I don't like your attitude. Like, Chris is more positive about your team and has more confidence in your team than you do. You've been waiting for this forever, Roy. Enjoy it, all right? They're coming home.
Roy, if they win game three, hey, come here, buddy. Look at me. Come here. Hey,
I'm
you
not a
hug?
Dog. Get out of here.
Get close to him.
Hey. You're panicked right now. I know you don't want to show us fear. You
look
do this
him,
thing
Roy.
Where you want to put up like a, you know, you start talking about 10-minute majors and all this stuff. Hey, we're good.
Misconducts.
We're okay. Majors. Whatever, man. Just see, he's.
Roy, I mean, I'm worried about you because you've gone from wanting all the smoke from every angle to I understand why anyone in the world would be shaken by, holy shit, 12-4 this time of year doesn't really happen in difference in goals. The games are close. They're tight. They are. These are evenly matched teams, and 4-2 periods of this series, it felt like Florida belonged. It has not felt like that the rest of the time.
I know what Roy's experiencing and going through right now. I get it, okay? It just dawned on me. Roy is concerned he's not going to get his free trip to Vegas.
Oh, that's what it is. Game 5 and Game 7. You got it, Stugatz.
You're right.
That is what's happened. Stugatz, fluent in the language of Roy. Roy is sadder than I've ever seen him as a Panther fan.
And I'm pissed. I am angry.
Why?
They played like they did not have any fight. Zero fight. Wow. Zero fight.
I mean, Kachuk had too much fight.
Yeah, he had too much fight.
Well, he was the only one with the fight.
The rare too much fight and not enough fight.
Which one was it? Did the Panthers have too much fun? Too much fight?
They didn't have any
fight. No, because
bad penalties, dude. That Montour penalty was bad.
That was bad. That was so bad.
Can you guys please?
How do you know?
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate all your contributions here. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I mean,
were you busy reading up on the original six?
No, I watched the game, but at a certain point, I said, you know what? I've seen enough here.
Yeah.
By the way, they had two goalies. Yesterday they had the one that gave up the four Bob and then they had the one that gave up the three I don't know what we do here.
Billy,
I don't know what it is that we're gonna do here.
But we've got a crazy
show.
Who
do we turn to?
We got a crazy show.
Spencer Mike Knight can't come back.
Is bombing in from Vegas and Amin is here and we're gonna have fun for the entirety of our show today. But I need to expose what's happened here because I see Billy clearly now. I haven't before now. I keep trying to get him into Heat conversations and Panther conversations, and he's just watching sort of bemused because his love. I'm going to speak for you now, okay? I'm going to speak for you now because I've been very frustrated by this. His love, the beloved Marlins, dragged the Royals, dragged the A's, and I think you're lashing out at everyone on the show because you don't think it's fair that in the middle of everything happening in South Florida sports, the Marlins have a 400 hitter, a guy who gets 5 hits a game that no one is paying attention to, who won a batting title, and the Marlins just dragged the A's, and I think you've got bitterness that makes you worse at work.
Not true.
More anarchy at work.
I argue that I've been better at work than most people here. I've gotten things wrong. I haven't come in pretending I know everything. I just, you know, say what I see. I call it as I see it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. I don't pretend to have all these sources and pretend to be these journalisms and all these things going out there and then being wrong about everything. I just call it how I see it, you know, and sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. And I told you, hey, I'm going to keep an eye on the Marlins for all of us. And I've been doing that.
Yep.
And I also told you, hey, it's time for them to get fat. And they've been getting fat the past couple of days. They're 3 games back of the Braves. They had back-to-back they overcame a 4-run deficit, back-to-back games, first time since 2001. I mean, they're hot right now, Dan. They're hot. If the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs, but it
You're
doesn't
right.
end today. But I'm keeping an eye for everyone because there are other playoffs going on, and people can enjoy the Panthers, and people can enjoy the Heat. And tomorrow, people can enjoy the Marlins half an hour earlier because they moved the game up so that you could see the Marlins and then watch the Heat.
Wow.
How about that? And you mentioned Luis Arraez hitting .399 right now. People are asking, hey, Yeah. Is he going to be the first one since Ted Williams to hit 400?
Hmm.
No, but right now he's hitting 399, which is great.
People aren't even asking that.
No, people are asking that. That was the buzz on the interwebs yesterday.
You don't ask that till like August, Billy.
Well, but what is happening is everything else in South Florida sports is too loud. And last night, this, guys, you're going to need to help me with this because you say the Panthers need to win a game to save their season. It was so loud in Vegas that Devontae Adams was being interviewed and he couldn't hear the person asking him the question and you couldn't hear what he
was
saying.
Every arena is loud. Enough with that. Okay.
He could hear.
Any arena.
No, but also, Billy, I wanted to get you in on this because you had told us a lot is happening and one of our local news affiliates no longer has a sports department, you told us like a month ago, and I'm watching the local reporters are under siege in Vegas because two of them have been like Vegas, drunk Vegas fans come and try to interrupt their live shots. And you're laughing.
That's what happens in Vegas,
though.
I mean,
that was CBS 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samantha Rivera of CBS 4 was under attack and she stiff armed the shit out of someone.
Defense.
Sorry, I shouldn't have cursed, she stiff armed someone right out of the picture. Yeah. By the way, can we behave? Everybody, can we stop harassing people and trying to jump in front of the camera? Let's just behave.
Clay Ferraro did the same thing. I saw a clip of him. Someone tried to get in there with a middle finger. They were all over him. He wasn't really, he was cool with all the craziness, and he saw one middle finger. He was great. He was just like, hey, get that out of here. Yeah. Get that middle finger out of here. Yeah. God's work they're doing.
I don't know about that.
Roy.
Amen.
Roy, you're defeated. You are not well. I'm looking at you, and I don't know. Is it because you're Vegas? You thought on an expense account you were going to Game 5 Vegas to make content. Mike is coming back. I don't even know. That hotel room is alleged to be in Vegas, but we got so little content out of that.
Did you pay off the kidnappers? What happened with that?
Amin is back from we're flying Amin all over the place as a correspondent, and what we've got is him in an alley and running around near the arena and interviewing a Utah Jazz center none of us had heard of.
Oh, I'm sorry you guys aren't up to date with the future stars of the league.
He's not a star.
Future star.
You called him a star.
That's because that's how headlines work, Stugatz.
That's right.
Porn stars and NBA stars. That's how it works. Anything you do.
It's a Greg Cody Tuesday.
I stand corrected.
Has he talked yet?
We haven't gotten anything from Greg Cody on a Greg Cody Tuesday.
Who needs me?
I forgot he was even here. He's exhausted. He's got a day off tonight from the insanity. Your thoughts on the Panthers and Heat, Greg Cody. Local authority. Local expert.
You know what? I'm going to tell you next segment. How's that? That kind of thing.
You're the worst.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugatz. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
We just got to change the language up because challenge just sounds contentious. Let's call it a politely disagree.
Ooh, how about this? An oopsie.
There you go.
All right. Put it on the poll at Le Batard Show. Should a challenge be called an oopsie to placate the referee's ego?
An oopsie flag.
Stugatz.
Or the red flag. The challenge flag should not be called a challenge flag. Or the flag should say on it, love your butt.
Red is also an aggressive color.
Very, very aggressive.
Maybe pink.
We should actually, have them throw daisies and call them whoopsie daisies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Whoopsie daisies.
Yes. This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Chris Cody, is there flooding outside of our studio? I'm understanding that we have monsoon conditions between here and the arena, and this is an area that is prone to flooding. What are you, why are you shaking your head?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to media availability today because there's a river between us and the freaking arena.
This is the most nervous I've ever been driving to work. Like, I could not see in front of me. And yes, there was flooding in the streets, definitely.
My dad made me order us an Uber for the 3-minute walk from the Brightline station because he doesn't like to get his hair wet.
Damn right I don't.
Yep.
Best $6 you ever spent. Thank you for that. The guy showed up on time. He had a beautiful sedan, a beautiful car.
Unnecessary details.
Great leather seats. It was a luxurious
Set
ride.
Set the scene, yeah.
It was a luxurious ride.
Nice.
I felt like a king.
You look like one today because your hair's not wet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Passing all those pedestrians.
Fools.
Bipedalers.
Did you wave at them?
Hoofing it through the
what
rain.
What were you saying when we were standing outside waiting for the Uber and you just saw a bunch of people exiting the train, like leaving, and you were just like narrating.
I was calling them bipedalers, which I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
What?
Why'd you lean back right there?
What do you want me to do?
Paint the picture.
I painted it already.
Yeah. Leather seats and all.
Painting it.
I'm not the only one who prefers not to walk in the rain. And the weather we're having, you alluded to it, Dan. The weather we're having down here is just like it's Armageddon. It's just
it's like
the world is coming to an end.
When it rains.
No, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. These are flood conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Look out the window now.
The worst you've ever seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Weird.
I had a lake in front of my house a month ago.
Now it's an ocean.
Well, it isn't. It's dried up. But
oh. Global warming.
Yeah. Yeah, it is global warming. Yeah,
climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
We're getting more rain than ever, and it comes in bursts, and our areas flood areas that you'd never think could flood. And one of them is right between us and the arena. Good luck with that tomorrow night when the NBA's in town.
Do we have the Metalark jet ski?
Wow, I like that.
Do we?
Yeah.
We were talking last segment with all these flights we're buying. Maybe we just buy a plane.
Wow.
I'm down for that.
I like it.
You know,
it
has one. We can go get Mike in Vegas.
There you go. Dan. Yeah. You PJ.
Put Dan's face on it.
I'm just saying,
all your money.
Let's do the math. Let's do the math on how much we're spending on all these flights. And let's just see if it, you know, it's a math equation. We'll figure it out.
I like that idea. I like the way you think. What's that cost, a small plane? Any idea?
I'm on it.
I mean, do you think that hand is hiding from me? Are you of the opinion? Are you of the opinion that I didn't hear?
It's shielding for now,
that,
though.
That I did not hear that joke. Are you of the opinion? Are you of the opinion that everyone around here is so clever that you could sneak that joke past me like I'm not Bobrovsky?
Hey.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
I'm glad you're here because I have legitimate NBA questions for you. I want to ask you some. No. We should buy a plane, a giant plane, just to fit my face on it.
Now you're talking, yeah.
But we're a fledgling network that is getting up off its knees and live for 1 hour now and hopefully sometime soon. Live and on a network and fully functioning.
We are on a network, the DraftKings network. Check us out.
Yeah.
Samsung Plus.
Yep.
Also, DraftKingsNetwork.com. You can stream it live. I do it on my TV every morning when I'm not here.
DKN, well said. I mean,
he's
red eye.
No, but what he's doing, he's still enjoying his joke that a giant airplane would need to be giant-er if it was my face on the side.
I think he just wanted your face on the side so people would know that it was your plane. I don't think he was even making fun of you.
Also, the nicest planes, Dan, everyone knows, is the wide body. You know, that's the one with the lay flat seats.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Leba jet.
He's right.
Chuck-er!
No, man, that's not a show killer. Go on.
Leba jet. I think there's something to be said there.
Yeah.
Is it a capital J or not, though? We can figure that out. Patent pending.
I'm with you, Greg. We could be like, to the Leba jet. And then we all just run up to the rooftop.
It sounds better when you do it that way.
It does.
Yeah.
He's Batman.
To the Leba jet.
Yes.
I think the Elster, which is where we are, they probably have a helipad up top, right? They probably have, you could probably land helicopters on top of this hotel.
I should probably have asked this in the pre-show meeting or at any other time other than live on air on YouTube, But should we throw like a media mixer on Thursday? A lot of people were asking, like, are you guys throwing anything? And I said, I don't know.
No.
No.
You're just coming and throwing parties and having Dan pay for it? You want to hang out with the media? Just say, let's meet at this bar.
No, but that's we're hosting this.
Let's call it a mixer, though.
We're like hosting that. This, man. Like this, like we
hosting what?
The finals.
The Heater hosting.
Is
it.
Your life, Dan, just people coming up with ideas that cost you money?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Sorry.
Build an airport near here.
That's a good thing. Well, put a
landing strip on Bayfront Park right across the street.
Buy more things. Yes, that's the solution to everything. Either more things or more people.
Roy was objecting to the date that I picked. I'm like, what's wrong? I just like a nice off day. He's like, that's game three of the Stanley Cup Finals.
I'm not going to be here. Roy, I'm going to be at the arena.
Roy doesn't want to miss out on the free booze.
But here, oh, goddamn right.
Amin is right. You have to understand, Amin is basketball royalty, gritty, inside the machine. And the finals coming to your town is a big deal. Miami's supposed to be a place where it's right across from us. We probably should be doing something because this is a big party that's coming to town here, a pretty important time, and the Heat are, you know, kind of close to becoming the biggest upset in the history of the sport.
And by the way, not for nothing, but like if we want to like improve our relationship with sports leagues, this is a great opportunity to get all the NBA people over here. They like free stuff too.
Well, we are having a mixer. It's just tomorrow during Game 3, so it's not ideal for the media types, unless they want to come and just mix it up with us.
Well, Billy, that's not...
And Dollar Shave Club.
I'm ecstatic that Dollar Shave Club is doing this. I think it's great that the fans who can't go to the game have somewhere to come to feel close to it, feel that energy. That's going to be awesome. I wish I could be here. Sadly, I have to be at the actual game working, but... The other sad part about it is the people that we want to impress, you know, like league office types, they're
the
also going to, well, I mean, we don't want to impress them. We want to entertain the fans, but we want to impress the league office types. Bring them over here, show them our digs, show them what we're doing, and maybe next time, you know, we could get a couple more credentials or maybe get a little better access to things instead of me walking around in alleys and running outside and going to sports bars.
So this is all about having a mixer so you have better access the next
That's
time.
That's right.
No, we all have better access, Billy. We're all a team. I don't see us as an
individual. Is all an angle for Amin to have an expense account and throw a good time, feel good party at the NBA during a big time and a fun time for the Heat, for the league, celebrating its sport. And Amin, I have basketball questions I want to ask you beyond parties you want to plan with 12 hours of notice.
Little mixer.
Before you get to that, I do want to point out that in my mind's eye...
Is this still not for nothing?
No, it's for everything
okay.
now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
In my mind's eye, we would have this thing on the beautiful pool deck here at the Elsa where we got that bar and it's overlooking the bay and all that stuff. And everyone would be down there. Dan would be down there. Stu Gatz would be down there. Greg, everybody's
so
there.
So a watch party opposite the one we're actually doing.
No, this is on an off day.
It's an off day.
This would essentially be a Panthers watch party.
We could do that, too.
/ NBA mixer.
We could do that, too. We could put the Panthers game on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Dan, here's the thing. I want everybody down there, Billy, Chris, Roy. Well, Roy won't be here because he'll
be
at the game.
Arena.
Wow. But
I'll be at the game, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody will be at the arena, actually.
Well, then the hell with you guys. Well. But I want everybody who's not
alone drinking.
No, I want to come downstairs in a Hugh Hefner, like, bathrobe. I'm like, welcome. Oh, you guys are here now? Oh, yes, welcome, please.
Is this like a quinceañera for you? Like, what is this?
A red smoking jacket.
Yeah.
Velvet.
That's right, Greg.
Like Hefner.
Yeah. And with some slippers on.
Do it up.
Let people know, like, hey, this is home court advantage here for Amin. Look
at me, Amin's got it. He's got the idea right.
I mean, for Metalog.
Nail it.
Yeah, all the ideas around here are, can we have a giant expense account to throw a big party?
You did say it wouldn't be a bad idea.
You got to spend money to make money, Dan.
We're doing one in Wynwood.
How does that make us money?
It doesn't make us money. You drink our money.
No, I drink your money.
It makes us plenty of money, guys. You're not paying attention here. No, you're not paying attention.
It's a long play.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. You bring the NBA elites here.
Right.
That raises our profile. Ipso facto, big business.
Spend 10 grand on the front end, and that'll come back tenfold.
Well, I don't want to name numbers quite yet, Chris. You know, it might be 10 grand, it might be more.
You know what's funny about the math that Chris Cody
said? Definitely
just,
more.
This is what is
what is tenfold?
Chris Cody does have.
I would just say 10 times.
Chris Cody does have a good idea because that is the business strategy. I read this. Jimmy Butler's coffee brand, he's like, in the bubble, he was able to sell coffee because millionaires wanted coffee for $20 a cup. And he's like, why can't I sell a $100 cup of coffee? And really, you can go to all your business schools. But if you're capable of selling a $100 cup of coffee, what is it? Is it Big Face Coffee?
Yes.
Did he steal that copyright from me?
From your plane, yeah.
That is a bit of a jerk move. I hope to be the first $100 cup of coffee. It's like, come on.
I don't know. I like it. I like the ambition. I like the vision, right? And that's what I'm trying to bring around here. A little bit of vision. You guys are like, oh my God, how much is this party going to cost? I'm telling you how much this party is going to make us in the long run.
Mm-hmm. We have Heat players who are here, I think. Like, they're around. I've been told that we're going to get Heat players who will come downstairs from the Elser, which is where we're staying.
But I think Amin is talking about, you know, Adam Silver and, you know, guys like that, Rod Thorne.
Yeah, you got to butter up the bread.
So that's right. You think I got to have some finger sandwiches out for Rod Thorne?
Put it on the poll, Juju. Do we need to host a party for Rod Thorne?
Yeah. Basketball Universe is here tomorrow, I mean, and I have serious basketball questions I want to ask you because Monty Williams just got $78 million after Frank Vogel got, then Frank Vogel gets $31 million, and I'm reading Spo's got 1 year left on the contract. He could command $20 million a year. There are things in the sport that I want to get to with you, not the $100 coffee.
I want to ask Greg because Steve Ashburner of NBA.com asked the question at the press conference with the Adam Silver about should there be a salary cap on coaches? Are coaches getting overpaid?
No, I don't think so, especially Spoelstra. He should demand a
lot. This is a new and unimproved Dan Levitard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
He looked at the clock. He looked at it.
Dan Levitard.
Listen, it could be Julius Randle's building.
How about that?
The Mecca.
Ours, Julius. The Mecca.
Stugats.
Steve Martin was a prop comic.
You said that?
I said it 2 seconds earlier than you.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats.
I just received shocking information during the break. Wow. Just simply shocking.
You got a plane?
Well, no. But how you guys can manipulate...
Your face could fit on a plane?
How you guys can manipulate me into spending money on things that we shouldn't be spending money on. I was just told Amin has already promised a giant finals media party here in South Florida. He's already told a bunch of people in Denver that he's throwing a big party. He hasn't planned it. All you heard from the planning on what the funding would be last segment when he tried to manipulate his way into it.
Promise is such a hard word, Dan. Yeah. Like, promise. I don't like breaking promises. What I like to tell people is expectations. Expect something big happening. And that way, like, there's no really ties that bind.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you promised people that there was a party yesterday or the day before.
I may or may not have trademarked Metalark Media Mixer.
I want to get to your basketball expertise. Mike Ryan has just arrived polluted. Like, he brought Vegas. There was a trail, a wake of Vegas on him. Oh, my God. Did you take a red eye?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Melania. I got a game misconduct.
Woof.
On
woof.
You could smell it.
Oh,
huh?
Vegas and hockey and playoffs and red eye and woof.
All of it.
Woof. You just came into the room. Everybody winced.
I freshened up. This is how I look spry in the morning.
All right. This is the fragrance of hockey in Vegas. And furthermore, you cared about that result and Vegas wiped the floor with the Panthers. But let's bring in. I am so happy to see this dude. And I hate that we're bringing him in right now, this minute, down 2-0, and they've allowed 400 goals in the last 6 minutes. Randy Moeller has suffered so much covering so much shitty hockey, so much shitty hockey for so many years. He deserves a moment in the sun. Randy Moeller, you have been battered by this sport. You've been battered by ownerships. I am so happy to see that you have survived and that you get a moment that bleeping feels good because you've earned it, buddy. I felt so bad for you the last 25 years of crap you've endured.
Oh, it's a living. It's a living, though, guys. And, you know, the old saying, if you can bend me, but you can't break me. I've seen it all with the Florida Panthers, the ups and downs, the sideways, more downs than ups and that. But it's been a crazy, crazy ride, these playoffs. And even the, going back to this season, the Panthers just squeaking into the playoffs and that, and then catching red hot and beat three of the top teams in the league and find themselves in the finals. But, oh, boy, they stubbed their toe last night. Roses are red, violets are blue. They got seven. We got two.
Wow. Time for a goalie change, yes, Moles? What do you think?
Time for a goalie change.
Moles, what do you think? Time for a change? Huh? Goalie, Bob, see ya?
No, I think they'll go back with Bobrovsky. You know, he's been so good for them. And a big reason why they're in this position to get to the finals. He had an off night, but the team in front of him had an off night as well. So I think I'd be very surprised if on Thursday for game three that they don't go with Sergei Bobrovsky.
Moeller, why are you entertaining that as a serious question?
It was a serious question, Dan.
Let's hear. He was not Bobrovsky last night. He was more play the Barkley sound.
Sergei Bobrovka.
That was Bobrovka last night. That was not Bobrovsky.
Was it a good idea for the Panthers to start seven to defensemen last night?
Well, I think, I mean, it's not confirmed, but Radko Gudas is nicked up, and he was a game-time decision. You know, they're just trying to change things up. Casey Fitzgerald that they put in there is a seventh defenseman. He can also play forward as well. I think just trying to change things up, get some new blood into the lineup, and you see that game to game, and I didn't think it was a very big deal, but –
Okay, okay, but Moeller, if I may, real quick, when you say nicked up, like that guy nicked up, like what are we talking about there? They're saying he can't skate the way that he was skating before. That guy nicked up, like when he's a glass chewer, nicked up means he's what? His femurs don't work?
Yeah, that means he's got a broken bone in multiple areas of his body. That's the way hockey players are.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play with broken legs, broken wrists, broken hands, broken cheekbones. They play with it all. So, and then Paul Maurice also said that the reason he went with seven defense, he wanted to give some of the forwards some more ice time, like Verhaeghe and Reinhardt, some of the guys who can be difference makers. It didn't work out, boy oh boy. So it'll be interesting to see what the lineup is on Thursday night for game three.
So people understand your story, though, Randy, without betraying any confidences. You have been a good employee and good face and voice for this team over a legendary amount of time. The worst of it with the Panthers, like when you're looking around and you're like, man, we are poorly owned. Our ownership stinks, or this is not running the way that a top flight NHL operation needs to run. The story can be told now because you've lived all of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of time. Well, it happens because if you're not generating the revenues back in those days, and it's tough for anybody that's in an ownership position to keep digging into your pocket. That gets old. Just like Dad, just like you're having to dig in your pocket all the time to buy Stu Gott's lunch. I mean,
no, not and a mean parties that he's promised.
Really old. So we've seen it before, and that I'm just glad that, you know, the Panthers, the ownership that they have now, the Viola family and their partner Doug Cifu, since they bought this team, what, over 8 years, and almost 9 years now, they've done everything first class, and the revenues are obviously up. The interest, the team has played better. And, of course, this year they've really taken off in the playoffs. But stable ownership by the Viola family has been a big reason why the Panthers have been able to build this team. Basically, when they bought it, they burnt it to the ground and then built it up the way they thought, both on and off the ice.
Explain the 10-minute misconduct situation for Matthew Tkachuk, because I don't believe that either one merited a 10-minute misconduct. Like, the hit was clean on Jack Eichel. Maybe in the scrum, they gave it to him. And all he did on the second 10-minute misconduct was knock the stick out of his hand. So can you explain what happened there?
Well, I mean, Roy, I think what happened is the Panthers have played very aggressive hockey so far in this playoffs. In game one, there was a lot of scrums, a lot of punching, and extracurricular activity, if you want to call it that way. And I think the officials went to both teams and said, listen, if there's any of that stuff going on, we're going to hand out 10-minute misconducts, and we're going to put an end to it. So it was almost like the Oprah Winfrey show where you get 10 minutes of misconduct, you get 10-minute misconduct, you get 10-minute misconduct, whatever. They were handing them out like candy last night. Well, you know, Tkachuk, it plays that way. He plays it on the edge, but now he's already got 3 misconducts so far, and we're only in game 2 of the finals.
This is the thing, though. The Panthers are, it's okay to say it, annoying assholes. Like, they play like they play. No, that's how they play. They're proud of it.
Randy, is that true? Are they annoying assholes?
They're live. They're proud of playing that way. Tkachuk's in here laughing about it. They like to irritate you. They thrive in misconduct. And hockey's trying to get control of the thuggery because they like being assholes. Yes or no, Moeller?
Well, I don't know if I'd characterize it that way, but they want to play an aggressive style. And if that means it's a little bit chippy, what they're trying to do, and it worked so well in the first 3 series against Boston, against Toronto, and against Carolina, is get the opposition off their game. And you can compare it. Remember the Pat Riley New York Knicks, the way they used to play? And even when Pat Riley came down here to Miami, the way that they used to play that aggressive style. They were taking fouls and technical fouls, but they're able to get the opposition out of their comfort zone, a way that maybe they're second guessing what they're trying to do on the ice and make the plays. It worked for 3 series. Right now, it's just not working. The Panthers have to play with a much more discipline. They can't be sitting in the penalty box or else Vegas is going to run away with this thing.
Moeller, this is why we're having you on, and I'm very happy to see your face. Thank you for being such a legend in this market. Let's do the thing that haven't done in 15 years. Let's rank your top 5 favorite of all time.
Wow.
Randy Moeller gold calls that Chris Cody edited out because he was scared yesterday and he was afraid they were a little too dirty and it's a sensitive time, and Randy Moeller wants to do his top 5 gold calls of all time. Are you ready, Randy Moeller?
I'm ready.
Number 5, please. We found 4 because Metal Arc Media. Number 5.
He shoots, he scores. Come with me if you want to live.
Okay, that is, we couldn't find the sound to that. We didn't have it. So that was what, Terminator 2? Is that what that line is from?
T2.
That's where it's from. My buddy Arnold.
Now, thank you.
Yes.
And excellent work as always. Number 4, Chris Cody, you're in charge right now. Mike Ryan, get in that seat as fast as you can. Number 4, Chris Cody. Sir.
Backhand pass over in the far side. Voice, shoot, he scores! We've got ourselves a bleeder!
What is that from? I don't remember.
There's something about Mary, Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. The zipper.
One of my favorite all-time movies. Oh, my goodness.
Zipper on the penis.
So funny.
Okay. Number.
It's his balls, fine.
Number 3.
Weiss swoops in, puts it back to the left. Point, that's deflected. Loose puck right out in front. There's Booth in the back, and he shoots. He scores! You did the motorboat, didn't you? David Booth gets the goal.
Motorboat and some.
Wedding Crashers, that was Vince Vaughn saying to Owen Wilson.
Number 2.
McCabe, back to Bomeister, over to the far side. Frolik takes a feed from Bomeister, fires, he scores! L.A. fades with an Oakland booty.
There's a better one than that.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. That was the fun thing. Remember, Dan, you guys used to throw all of those wrap. She cooked, Mama cooked the breakfast without no hog. And I am so clueless about wrap.
Yes,
and I
that's
would
correct.
Just let him go. And
that's
not
all right.
Who
number,
it was
number one.
What Stratton steps in.
I think it's the added to it.
Number
Stratton
1.
Steps in. Fires a shot. He scores. Carlos Stratton. And I draw ding dongs on people.
Why did we do that?
Tracy Morgan.
That's right.
Moeller.
Tracy Morgan.
Great seeing you, Moeller. Good to see you've grown
see
up.
You guys.
Thank you for being on with us.
Greg, which one was your favorite there of all the ones we played?
Love them all.
This is the new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.